Let's go to God with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for just your amazing grace. God, that's over our lives. We pray that you would fill, God, your sanctuary, God, with your glory. God, we pray for your spirit to move, God, in your words. I just pray, God, that it would be food for us. God, would your light shine through the darkness? God, would you fill this place? And may we fall in love with you again and again and again. God, we just pray, Lord, for just an effective, transformational work of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, it's our Thanksgiving. And it was wonderful to hear testimony. I love testimony because it's like the most honest thing, you know. Sometimes you just want to just pause and go, okay, let's just talk about what God is doing. You know, it's not about, you know, like anybody except, you know, what God is doing. You know, it's just, and I want to talk about Thanksgiving because, you know, the title of the sermon is Happy Thanksgiving. But what is Thanksgiving? We teach our children, you know, I don't know. Abby, Amber, did your parents ever tell you to say thanks? Amber? All right? Right? How many children grew up without your parents telling you to say thanks? Right? I mean, there's probably a couple of you, right? I don't know. Did your parents ever teach you to complain? No, probably not, right? It's very natural. Now, thanks, you know, now, the way I differentiate, I mean, it's not like the Bible stuff, okay? There's the thanks, the obligatory thanks. That's like the, you know, you got to say it kind of stuff. And then there's that emotion of thanks. You know, sometimes we call that gratitude. And that is actually pretty hard. Like, how many people felt just gratitude in 2024? If you say, hey, why don't we have a time where we, because I think that's the hard part. You know, Thanksgiving banquet comes up and you gotta, you know, because I hear it, because I'm going through it. How many people are coming up and saying, I want to testify to the time when I really felt thanks? I think a lot of us feel guilty because we're going up, you know, and we hear it, you know, sometimes, you know. Yeah. Caleb, you want to come up here and say thanks? You know, saying, you know, I mean, or you can say, well, thank you for my family, you know, I mean, but if we had to testify only to the time where you felt the emotion of Thanksgiving. Now, here's what I'm saying. Why is that important? I would posit to you, okay, there is absolutely no such thing as happiness without thankfulness. Now, I said something and you probably go, oh, I don't know about that. If you go and get money for what you actually earned. Now, I have a government job, so, which I'm quitting soon, but I have a government job, and sometimes, you know, I'm thankful because, I don't know, you know, I don't know if I earn all the money I get. So I'm like that, in the parable, I'm like that guy that came, like, at the last minute, and I got the same amount of money, you know, as the guy that came, you know, earlier in the day. Right? Who's going to be more thankful? The guy that came earlier in the day? Is that what Jesus says? No. But it's hard to see that we're all kind of like the guy that came kind of late, right? To the job. But the tough part about thanks, you know, and this is the challenge of it, right? As we break it down, in Greek, it's the word charis. Now, you probably go, huh? Charis, you know, I know Charis, you know, that's Chris and Amy's daughter, right? All right. Then some of you go, oh, no, I know a little Greek, you know, Charis means grace. And you would both be correct. Charis is also a word they use to say thanks. Thanks be to God. And that, then the word there is charis. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Grace to be to God? Like, are you giving God grace? No, you're acknowledging that it's grace. That it's an unmerited gift. That's kind of important, Now, did you know that God's name is grace? So when Moses asked God, show me your glory, because, well, I'm going to pass by you and I'll proclaim to you my name. And my name is, and he says, grace. His name is mercy too, and steadfast love. But grace. So it's kind of like this. In Korean, it was just kind of weird, because you kind of grow up with it, and you're kind of probably numb to it. You know, when you leave a restaurant and, got to know the waitress or the waiter, what do you say? 수고 많이 하세요. 수고 많이 하세요. You know what that means? Work really hard. Work really hard. That's what it literally means. So I try to translate that to my, English friends are like, oh, what'd you just say? I told him to work really hard. And you're like, what the heck? Are you crazy? Right? So like when my, parents are like, you go to sleep, what you say? 주무세요. Right? Go to sleep. Go to sleep. I didn't know it was catching on until I heard in English for the first time, word. Somebody will say something, it's word. It's like, oh, yeah, that is, well, it's more than just one word. It's a word. What are you saying? That's profound. That's a good word. Right? When you say word, it doesn't mean it's just a bunch of words. It means it's there's something there. It's profound, and it's like, wow, I need to know that. And the same thing, it's not saying work hard. You're acknowledging you're working really hard. 주무세요, although it just means go to sleep, you're saying, I wish you a good night's sleep. And grace is like word. And I love that they use it to mean thanks. Because you're acknowledging when you give thanks that I don't deserve it, that it's a gift, right? And the fact that, I'm giving you thanks is an acknowledgement of that. Is an acknowledgement and that it's unmerited, unentitled grace. Now, when I started, looking up, I was actually at a different sermon, maybe I'll preach it some other time. I was talking about the math of Thanksgiving, at the time I thought it was a great idea. But anyway, 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Let's read, all right? I want you to see it, I didn't see it. When I saw it, I was like, my God, this is like amazing, all right? What I want you to do, here's the thing. God wants us to be happy. Do you believe that? Amen? Does God, now, it says this, rejoice always. Does God want you to be happy in unhappy circumstances? I don't know, that's what scripture says. Okay, now, let's read. Rejoice always. And then it says, pray without ceasing. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Like, to rejoice always, you gotta pray without ceasing. And then it says what? Give thanks in all circumstances. That means there's an idea that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter the pain, no matter the wound, no matter the difficulty, and this is the maturity part. When you become a Christian, right? When you're a kid and when you got a gift, you were happy. Now, some kids, I don't know. Kids nowadays, you give them a gift, it's expected, But anyways, it's not that time, right? I'm here to talk about God. But the idea of the Christian faith and the idea of sanctification is God's teaching us to be happy people. I'm going to be honest. 2024, I encountered a lot of what I would say sadness. I was actually pretty sad. I would wake up and I'm like, I think I'm sad. And I didn't actually have that, Like a lot of it, it's been a long time since I've felt depression. And I think, and God was just like, okay, just like, come to me. Let's work this out. And just pray, God, I'm sad. I was like, God, what's going on? It's like sad. And I'm reading this and it's not like, and I don't know, because sometimes I don't know how to go from sad to happy. And somebody say, well, just be happy. There's songs literally just says, just be happy. Be happy. And that doesn't work because you cannot skip thanks to be happy. But what I want you to see here is that God has a formula for happy. Okay? Now, God's name is grace. You hear me? Although gifts come and go, the gift giver does not come and go. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And his name is grace. His name is gift. But we gotta pray. Gotta pray. Now, I wish I can go, you know what? God, word. You know what I mean? Word, you know, like I know, like, I, you know, it doesn't work that way. I wish it did. I wish I didn't have to literally just go to God and pray and work this out. What am I working on? We'll talk about it. Now, giving thanks is not what we, it's not like, okay, say thanks. You know, there's like magic in those words. I wish it was like that, but it isn't. And we'll talk about it. But here's the deal. It's the will of God that as we grow in maturity, that we grow in happiness in difficult circumstances, crushing circumstances, crushing. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's why we're here. Because why am I saying this? Because you can't learn this in heaven. You can't. There's no like difficult circumstances in heaven. You know what I mean? This is like critical. And what are we learning? Now, I saw this triad. I was like, wow, is this like rejoice, pray, and give thanks? Is that anywhere else in scripture? So I was like, you know, I was like, I ChatGPT'd it. Like, is there, you know, like rejoice, you know, pray and thanks. And sure enough, Philippians 4, chapter 4, 4 comes up. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, Paul in Acts, I believe 17, is like routed out of Thessalonica. Paul is driven out, you know, probably beaten, you know, and now he's having to write to people that are having to stay in Thessalonica. And he's telling them, rejoice. Who knows what kind of persecution they're going through? So you know the heart of Paul. But Paul is saying, rejoice, right? Pray and give thanks. Philippians, right? It's a church in Philippi. He's in a Roman prison and he's concerned for the Philippians. Because they are also, because Paul and, you know, Paul was thrown into prison in Philippi in Acts chapter 16, I believe. I might have the 16 and 17 backwards. But the point is Paul knows it's hard to be a Christian in Philippi. But he tells them, rejoice in the Lord where? When? Always. Is that possible? I know we read this and you're probably thinking, eh, I don't know. I'm saying is, it is more than possible, right? I tell you what, it's been revolutionary. You know where I work out my sadness? On my knees. That's where I work it out. That's where I wish I could just kind of snap out of it. Word, and then snap out of it. I wish I didn't have to go through that process. But you know, but I tell you what, I am so thankful that God gives us his word. But it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He's telling people, I know what I just said. I told you, be joyful in all circumstances, right? And then he says, again, I say, because I know you don't believe me, rejoice. He says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. I know this is tough and it's okay to share it. It's okay to share it because these are difficult circumstances and I need you to share it with other people. Don't carry it by yourself. So this is not a substitute to try to solve it. Oh, it's just me and God. I don't need anybody else. No, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. What is that? The Lord is at hand. The gift is at hand. The source of all thankfulness is the gift with a capital G, not the little g. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, but by what? By what?
Prayer.
By prayer. God is prescribing the pathway to joy through prayer.
Work it out.
And supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. There's that triad. Joy, prayer, and thanksgiving. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. You know what? That's the magic. I don't know how it happens, but that's the magic. Well, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Notice he says, it's in Christ Jesus. As Nate talked about, it's like in the gospel. You want to know how much God loves you? You know how much God, he gave you his son. He's not going to forsake you. The gift, the capital G gift, is not going anywhere. Psalm 118. David wrote this. David is no stranger to suffering. And this is what he writes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You sang that song, right? Save us, we pray. O Lord, we pray. Give us success. Here it is. Blessed is he. Thank you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We thank you from the house of the Lord. Here's that triad again. David is talking to himself and he's talking to us. He's saying, hey, look, don't lose heart. There is a joy in your circumstances. And in your pain, there's a possibility. And here's the thing. That requires growth. And here's 1 Chronicles 16:10. Glory in his holy name. Right? Revel in it. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Who rejoice? Those who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Pray. And his strength. Seek his what? Presence continually. Seek the gift, the capital G. Remember the wonder works that he has done. Because we're very forgetful. In Psalm 136, it says, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good. He is good, isn't he? Amen. Whatever we're going through in this life, it's not what you think it is. You know, you ever hear bad news or you ever encounter difficult circumstances? You have people in your lives that are difficult. Well, God is saying, give thanks because it's what? And I was just actually sharing with my wife the other day. The people that have been instrumental, first and foremost, to my faith has been my dad. Now, my dad, by any stretch, was not a very spiritual man. And I remember, I think I shared this before, but I used to tell my stepmother after my mom passed away, he got remarried, right? My dad is a very difficult man. But I told her because she had faith. I said, you know what? One thing my dad will do, he'll drive you to Jesus, right? He will drive you to Jesus. My dad drove me to Jesus more than any other person in this world. You know why? Because my father knows how to give good gifts. And he'll use anybody. Last night, you know what? I really appreciate it. I was like, everybody, I remember, like, except some of the visitors, I was like going around. I was like, God, thank you. Thank you for John and Sue. Thank you for James and JL. Thank you. Like, I was just trying to remember. God, thank you. Thank you for each individual person. Because sometimes when I pray, I just like, oh God, you know, help them or this. And, you know, like, I say, why don't you say thank you? Because you don't, like, you guys are gifts to me. You know why? Because God is good. And he knows how to give good gifts. And if he doesn't give it to you, let me say this. If God is not giving you something that you want, you don't need it. How about that? How about that? I know you think you need it, don't you? It's the root of Because you know why? Because whatever we have, because we have Christ, whatever you think you need, there's only one thing you need. And that's the big G gift. And we have it. You know what? I feel like I'm in a season of discovering simplicity. I realize even the simplest thing, if I share it with Jesus Christ and the people that I love, I will be exponentially happier than anything that I could ever receive in the liturgy. Now, I say that. You know what? I was actually, you know, I forgot exactly what, I know I was talking to Ellen about this. I have the ramyun test when I go to a restaurant. The ramyun test. You know what that ramyun test is? I go to a restaurant and I go, okay, is this better than ramyun? Right? Is it better? Right? This is the sad part. I know. Can I hear an amen? All right? Spicy ramen. I love spicy ramen, especially when it's cold. Oh, now it is cold. Oh, you better be good. You know what I mean? Because I'd rather have ramen. If you're better than a ramen, that's a good restaurant. Isn't that sad? It's sad. I'm paying all this money, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had ramen right now. You know what's even sadder? When you go to the restaurant, and you go home, and you have ramen. That's so sad. Spend all that money, okay, just to realize, wow, I actually prefer ramyun. It's very expensive that I keep learning again and again. I'm not encouraging ramyun, right? But I think Ellen was telling me, like in the culinary war, they're like this thing about making ramyun or something like that in the convenience. But anyways, I say this. Discover the joy of simplicity. Knowing that if you just went somewhere and you saw the mountain and you're able to say with God, God, you're an amazing God. And all this grandeur, with all this amazingness, you love me. You notice me. And the joy that comes from that, okay, is going to beat any $1,000 meal, okay, on top of any skyscraper. And you know what? I wish you can teach that to your children. You know, the simple is not just simple. Because you know why? It's not about the little g. It's about the big G. That's the source of happiness. For give thanks for he is good, not because the gift is good. Doesn't matter what the little g is. For his steadfast love. That means covenant loyal love. Knowing that he's never going to forsake you, endures forever. Now, here's the thing. I'm talking about all the good stuff. But here are the impediments. Why is giving thanks so hard? Why don't we feel it? Pride. Pride. Luke 9:23. Okay? Jesus says, kill entitlement. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, what? Daily. And follow me. We don't think that we have a problem with entitlement. We almost feel as if we deserve. We go through life, think about what we're complaining about. Complaint always is rooted in entitlement. Okay, let me say that again. It's 100% always rooted in entitlement. And I'm telling you, I can't mature out of that. I got to kill it every day. I wish I could, you know, it was like, oh, I've grown so much in the Lord. I don't have to, you know, deny myself, take up the cross every day. Every day. That thing just wants to come up and suck the life out of me. You gotta kill independence. That's pride. And how do you kill independence? Trust in the Lord. You know, more and more as I get older, I realize I'm not in control. I'm not. God's like, okay, Henry, just like cast it over here and trust in the Lord. You know why? Because I'm gonna wanna John Wayne this thing. And I can't. And God's like, and it says, this is how hard it is. This is how hard it is to kill independence. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart. Because we're all control freaks. We are. And do not lean. I know you think that that's what's going on. I know you think that you don't deserve what's going on. And I know you would, like, you know, if it was up to you, you wouldn't have it this way. I don't know why, but don't lean on that. In all your ways, acknowledge that the big G is not going to forsake you. Acknowledge it. That's why we pray. That's what's going on down there for me. I'm killing entitlement and I'm killing independence. And I'm with all my heart, I'm saying, God, I trust you. I don't see it, but I trust you. That's what I talk to him about. It's like, Henry, talk to me about these things. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves as a father, the son in whom he delights. And when you do that, and you get up from your knees, and you feel the weight of this world and the cares of this life fall off like scales, and the peace that transcends understanding come upon you, I promise you, this is available for you. And then you feel the pleasure. You know, the thing about sacrifices, when they made true sacrifices, right? There's the altar, there's the sacrifice, the animal, and then there's the fire, right? You see that the smoke arising from the sacrifice. You know what? You know what scripture describes that? A pleasing aroma. When you're down there and you offer yourself up as a living sacrifice, there's that pleasing aroma when the flesh of that ego is being burned. He delights in it. And trust me when I say this, when God delights in you, oh, you feel it. That is the source of all joy. That's why we do it for His glory. Oh, I'm so delighted. There is not a happiness that bypasses Thanksgiving. And there's not a Thanksgiving that bypasses killing entitlement and independence. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. You know, I wish there was a better way to shape and mold me. You know what I hate seeing? People that I love having to go through transformation. Because you know why? It's painful. It is. You know what's hard? Killing pride is really, really painful. You feel like dying. But you know what? It's like, bam! Shaping. God is predestined us to conform to the image of His Son. And guess what? That is not a painless process. But He does it because He loves you. And He proved that because He gave you His Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die a more unimaginable pain than we could possibly even, you know, ponder. To say, hey, follow in His shoes. Follow in His shoes. But the good news is God says, rejoice always. He wouldn't say that if it wasn't possible, unless He's a liar. But He says, pray, pray, work it out. Get on your knees and work it out. Work it out. Acknowledge that we are entitled. Acknowledge our grumbling and our complaining. And acknowledge and confess that it comes from a sense of entitlement. Like, I deserve more. You know what we deserve? We deserve hell. Isn't that what we deserve when we became Christians? Yeah, true. And then we kill that independence, wanting to John Wayne everything. You know, and just learn to trust and just say, God, What is my next step here? Let me do the next faithful thing. Okay? And God's like, okay. And there's just the smoke arising, you know, just from that, his delight over your life as you get up. It's amazing. It's amazing. And here's the thing. That comes with a promise. Because you know why? The big G, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. It is really our job in this life to discover that. The source of our happiness is not in the gifts. I remember a friend of mine told me, you know, he's not a believer. You know, he never used to drink. And then he became an alcoholic. And he used to say, hey, Henry, open your eyes. You know that director of surgery? You know that other director of surgery, the previous one? You know this guy? Like, Henry, all we have. And he was speaking for unbelievers. Okay? Turn on the internet. Right? All these famous people. All we have is at the end of a bottle. That's all we got. Doesn't matter, fame, fortune. And the sad truth is, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not going to be enough for your children, right? But the good news is, no matter what simplicity you have, if you have the big G, you have everything. Everything. The source of all your happiness. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you for your son. God, we thank you, God, that you are grace. God, thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. And would you help us, God? Just give us faith, God, that if we pray, God, and begin to kill pride, kill our entitlement, God, kill our independence, and lift up thanksgiving to you, God, oh, you will answer. God, you will pour delight to us. God, and fill us with such joys. God, we just pray now for your spirit to move. And would you help us, God, even as we praise, Lord, would you help us to repent and commit ourselves, God, just and direct, God, our focus on you, the gift giver. God, thank you for your son who makes this all possible. Thank you for proving to us, Father, that you love us through your son. In Jesus' name, amen.